Skills 4. Exercise 1, page 82.
Life as a living statue. Since the 1980s, stony-faced performers have haunted the streets of Britain. Alex Buskovic has a go at standing still.
A stranger might give you a hard time, and most of us get hit once or twice a year.
Ed Johnson's warning makes it sound like life as a living statue could be pretty risky. Fortunately, I'll have the protection of Matt Walters, who's been standing still professionally for over 25 years.
Don't let people see your eyes flicker or your chest move,
says Matt. Sadly, unlike him, I don't have a heart rate so slow you can barely detect his pulse, and nor do I have Ed's ability to go for half an hour without blinking. However, it's not just about standing still.
It's more about what you do when you move,
says ex-drama teacher Ed.
If you do something spectacular, it amazes people.
Ed's costumes take him weeks to make. I have just 3 days to make a costume, train myself to be motionless, and work on some crowd-pleasing actions. Oh, and fit in some drama training.
To be any good, you have to get inside a character,
says Matt, whose street character, a chimney sweep, is a grumpy old man. These days, both Ed and Matt work mainly in the world of corporate events, but they still enjoy the street, where statuing in its present form began in the 1980s. So popular is the art nowadays that it even has its annual international championship held in Holland. Stationary performance can be traced back to the medieval mystery plays, in which scenes were recreated by groups assembled in silent, still-living pictures. Matt has promised to do my makeup, and when I mention I had considered portraying a bride, he immediately offers to help cover a wedding gown in off-white paint. 2 days later, I arrive at a square where only one statue is working. At the weekend, especially in summer, all 5 council-approved pitches will be occupied. It's not unknown for performers to stake their claim to the most profitable ones as early as 3 a.m., which has occasionally led to pitch wars. At the square, Matt covers my skin and hair in layers of marble-coloured paint and lightly sprays black over the top to give it a weathered look. It's weird. I catch myself in the mirror and shudder. As I step onto my box, I follow Matt's advice and keep my eyes lowered to hide my blinking and my hands loosely held so they won't sway or ache. I feel strangely relaxed, yet focused, and I'm keen to be seen. I don't have to wait long before a child runs up with 20p. I bow and his mum takes a picture. Then a man puts some coins into my bowl, so I blow him a kiss. I begin to feel like a D-list celebrity, as families, groups of teenagers and young couples all push to stand next to me and grin for the camera. Some approach uncertainly. A schoolgirl shrieks with surprise when I touch her hair. Before I realise, Matt is telling me that my hour is up. I'm not normally one to take centre stage, but I felt confident and on a high after all the attention. Ed and Matt say statuing is addictive, and I can understand why. The reaction from the public is electrifying. What's more, when I count my takings, I've made over £20 without hardly moving a muscle. Now that really made my day.